Weather by Chris Oxlade. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2012. What is weather? What is the weather like where you are today? Is the sun shining brightly, or is the sky full of clouds? Is it pouring with rain, or is thick snow falling? Is the wind blowing around, or is there no wind at all? Sunshine, clouds, rain, and wind all make up the weather. When the weather is sunny, it is fun to play outside. When it is wet, you need a raincoat, boots, and an umbrella. The weather affects us almost every day. It affects the clothes we wear and the things we do. Should we take an umbrella or a sun hat? If it is sunny, we might go to the park instead of staying indoors. But the weather is much more important for people like farmers and sailors. Their lives depend on the weather. Fishermen often work at sea in very bad weather. Air and the atmosphere. Air is all around you all the time. You can feel it on your face when you run or ride your bike, or when the wind blows. The earth is covered by a layer of air called the atmosphere. The atmosphere stretches above the earth for hundreds of kilometers. But the weather only happens in the bottom part of it. This picture shows the things that happen at different heights above the earth.
Temperature. The temperature of something is how hot or cold it is. The temperature of the air makes the weather feel hot or cold. We use a thermometer to measure the temperature of the air.
The sun heats the ground. And the ground heats the air above it. The atmosphere catches this heat. The weather on Earth would be much colder without the atmosphere. This photograph, taken from space, shows the thin layer of atmosphere around the Earth. What is the wind? The wind is moving air. Sometimes it is a gentle breeze. Sometimes it is a strong gale. Heat from the sun makes the air move about. When the sun heats air near the ground, the air goes upwards. Cooler air comes in to take its place. This makes wind.
Sea breeze. On a sunny day at the seaside, warm air over the land rises up. Cool air moves from over the sea towards the land, making a breeze. Measuring the wind. When we measure the wind, we measure how fast the air is moving in kilometers per hour. We also have to say in which direction the air is moving. For example, a north wind is a wind that is blowing from the north. Wind vanes measure the direction of the wind. Anemometers measure the speed of the wind.
Sometimes a large area of warm air meets a large area of cold air. Where the warm air and cold air meet, clouds form and rain falls. Clouds forming above the earth. Clouds. Light white clouds and dark black clouds look very different. But they are both made from millions and millions of tiny water droplets, or ice crystals. Water droplets and ice crystals are made when water in the air cools down. Water in the air is an invisible gas called water vapor. There is always some water vapor in the air. It comes from water in the oceans and in the soil.
Strange clouds. Sometimes you see clouds with strange shapes in the sky. The clouds in this picture are called lenticular clouds. People sometimes think they are alien spaceships.
Clouds come in all sorts of shapes and sizes. Some are fluffy. Some are flat. Some are low in the sky, and some are very high. Different sorts of clouds bring different sorts of weather. Cirrus clouds are white clouds high in the sky. They show the weather might be changing. Stratus clouds are flat layers of cloud that often bring rain. Cumulonimbus clouds bring rain, thunder, and lightning. Rain and snow. Rain and snow come from clouds. When the water droplets or ice crystals in clouds grow large enough, they fall to the ground. Sometimes rain comes from water droplets in a cloud. But often rain comes from ice crystals that melt as they fall to the ground. Snow comes from ice crystals that reach the ground before they melt. This rain is made up of big drops of water. Heavy rain like this often causes floods.
Snowflakes. Snowflakes are made from ice. They grow in very cold clouds. They start off as tiny ice crystals and then get larger and larger. All snowflakes have six sides.
The water cycle explains how water moves around the land, the sea, and the air. This diagram shows how water moves around the water cycle. Water evaporates from seas, lakes, and rivers. Water vapor cools and makes clouds. Rain falls from the clouds. Water soaks into the ground. Rainwater runs into rivers and back to the sea. Lightning and thunder. A flash of lightning looks amazing. Lightning comes from giant storm clouds called cumulonimbus clouds. They are full of water droplets and bits of ice. Then very strong winds blow them up and down. Storm clouds can be 15 kilometers tall. Inside a storm cloud, the water droplets and bits of ice crash into each other. This makes electricity in the cloud. When there is too much electricity for the cloud to hold, the electricity jumps to the ground, making a giant spark. This is lightning.
Thunder. When a spark of electricity inside a storm cloud heats up the air, it makes a shockwave that rushes through the air. You hear the shockwave as a rumble of thunder.
Tornadoes and hurricanes. A spinning funnel of air comes down from a dark storm cloud. As it touches the ground, dust and objects fly up. It throws cars into the air and tears houses to pieces. It is a tornado.
Tornado Alley. Tornadoes are common in the centre of the USA. Tornado Alley is an area where hundreds of tornadoes touch down every year.
Inside a tornado, winds blow at more than 400 kilometers per hour. These winds are so strong, they can lift up railway trains. Huge storm clouds often form close to the equator, in an area called the tropics. Sometimes, big groups of storm clouds turn into spinning storms called hurricanes, cyclones, or typhoons. Inside a hurricane, there are very strong winds, and there is also heavy rain. Hurricanes cause terrible damage when they hit land. A hurricane created huge waves which threw this boat onto the land. Colours in the sky. The weather makes some strange sights in the sky. When the sun shines and it is raining at the same time, you sometimes see a rainbow. Sunlight is made up of many colours mixed together. When the sun shines through raindrops, the raindrops split the light into these colours and make a rainbow. Sometimes the sun turns red as it sets in the evening. It looks red because only the red light from the sun can get through the atmosphere as the sun gets near the horizon.
Lights in the sky. Beautiful patterns of light appear in the sky near the Earth's poles. They are called aurorae, or the northern lights and southern lights.
On some days, hot or cold layers of air form near the ground. Then, light coming from objects far away shines up or down. This strange effect can make far-off ships or buildings appear in the sky. It can also make the ground look like the sea. This is called a mirage. What looks like land in this picture is not really there. Warm air above the water makes a mirage. Extreme weather. In some places in the world, it can be too hot to go outdoors. In others, it is too cold. In some places, it pours with rain every day. In others, it does not rain for years. Here are some world weather records.
Hottest place, Libya. Temperature up to 58 degrees Celsius. Coldest place, Antarctica. Temperature down to minus 89 degrees Celsius. Wettest place, Cherrapunji, India. More than 10 metres of rain falls there each year. Driest place, Atacama Desert, Chile. Sometimes it does not rain there for years.
This is the Atacama Desert in Chile. It is the driest place on Earth. Hail is made from lumps of ice that fall from storm clouds. Hailstones form when water droplets freeze together in very cold clouds. Most hailstones are smaller than peas, but sometimes they can be as big as coconuts. Big hailstones like these can damage crops, buildings, and cars.
It is raining fish. In 2010, hundreds of small fish fell from a cloud onto the town of Ladjimanu in Australia, Experts think a tornado sucked the fish up with water from a river.
Recording the weather. Every day, scientists all over the world record the weather. They use instruments to measure the temperature of the air, how much rain falls, the speed and direction of the winds, how long the sun shines for, and how much cloud covers the sky. This scientist is copying data from an automatic weather station. Information from a weather radar made this map. The orange parts show areas over the oceans with the highest winds. Weather balloons, satellites, and radar all record information about the weather. Weather balloons carry measuring instruments into the atmosphere. Satellites take photographs of clouds from space. Radar can show where it is raining or windy. This is a weather satellite, high above the Earth, ready to take pictures. Weather forecasting. How do weather forecasters know what the weather will be like? First, forecasters look at what the weather is like now. They get information about the weather from weather stations, weather balloons, and satellites. Then they use powerful computers to help them work out how the weather will change. But weather is very hard to forecast accurately all the time. Sometimes even computers get it wrong. A forecaster studies satellite photographs.
Weather computers. Weather computers use information about the weather now to work out what the weather will be like over the next few days. They do this by doing billions of difficult calculations.
There are lots of different ways of finding a weather forecast. There are forecasts on the radio, on television, in newspapers, and on the internet. There are severe weather warnings when there is a danger of very strong winds or very heavy rain or snow. This television presenter is explaining the weather forecast for the USA. Patterns in the weather. The weather often changes from one day to the next day. But sometimes the same pattern of weather happens day after day. For example, in places near the equator, it normally rains in the afternoon or evening. This is the same field in spring, summer, autumn, and winter. The seasons are when the weather is different at different times of the year. The climate describes the normal weather in a place. There are different types of climate around the world. Here are four climates. Polar. Cold all year round, with long, very cold winters. Temperate. Four seasons, with a cool winter and a warm summer. Tropical. Hot and wet all year round. Desert. Hot and dry all year round.
Climate change. Climates around the world change over time, and this is happening at the moment. Scientists think humans are responsible for today's climate change because we burn coal and oil, which puts carbon dioxide into the air. Climate change causes glaciers and icebergs to melt.
Surviving in the weather. What do you do if the weather is really hot? Loose, thin clothes keep you cool. A hat and sun cream protect you from the sun's harmful rays. In very hot countries, people often live in stone houses, which help to keep them cool. They also stay indoors in the middle of the day. Loose clothes keep the sun's rays out, but let cool air in. What would you do in a hurricane or tornado? When a hurricane is coming, people stay indoors and cover their windows with boards to stop them breaking. In places where there are lots of tornadoes, people have underground tornado shelters in their gardens. This hole in the ground is a tornado shelter. Animals and plants are specially adapted for the climate that they live in. For example, animals that live in cold climates have thick fur to keep them warm. Some animals, such as grizzly bears, hibernate. They sleep all winter. This cactus and prickly pear grow in the desert, where there is very little water.